Hi, my name is Carlo. I am a dual degree student from Italy here in Elon, and I'm going to talk about a day trip that I had in Charlotte.
All right, Carlo, so tell me about where you went in Charlotte and what was the coolest thing you saw while you were there?
Well, thanks for asking. We took this trip on fall break of my junior year, which was my first year in Elon, and we didn't really know where to go. Everybody else had signed up for an alternative break in Asheville, but there weren't any spots, and so we had to figure out somewhere else to go. There was only me, another Italian guy, and a French guy that tagged along, and looking at train prices and places to go that were doable in one single day, definitely Charlotte was standing out, and so we settled for that. We didn't want to waste any time, so we booked the train for 7 a.m. in the morning. We somehow were able to find a friend that took us there at that time. But it didn't start off with the right foot for sure, because on the way to the train station, probably a combination of home car sickness and the early wake-up call. So this French guy had to stop the car, ask for stopping the car, and just emptied his stomach on the side of the road. So yeah, on the upside though, it could only get better from there. So we got to the station, and the train was supposed to leave at around 7, but it said it was 10 minutes late, which then became 20 minutes late, which then became half an hour. So 45 minutes later, it actually came, but that didn't leave a good impression of North Carolina train system for me. So anyway, we spent the journey on the train planning for the day, so it was nice to have a little time.
And how long was the train ride for you?
I think it was around an hour and a half to a couple hours, so definitely doable. The train was really good, I have to say, despite the delay. And we got to the station, and we walked a couple miles to get to downtown. And I have to say that I was really impressed of Charlotte. It was super neat, fairly green, and not too crowded. So it was really nice first impression about the city. And we basically spent the whole day sightseeing. We went to the Spectrum Center for the Charlotte Hornets. We went to the Panther Stadium. We went to the NASCAR Museum. And we went to an arts museum, which has some seriously good art pieces. We went all over the place.
So out of all those things, what was your favorite thing that you saw?
I have to say that downtown had some pretty neat places, but my favorite definitely was the time that we spent strolling around Noda, which is like the artistic neighborhood, and just not any particular spot, but just artistic flow and, you know, the colorful murals all over the place and the eclectic artistic shops. It was super cool. It was super cool just to stay there. So we just stopped for refreshments and looked at a sunset. It was really nice. It was a really nice flow. And on the way back to downtown, we started looking for trains to go back since night was approaching. But there was an unexpected surprise because the tickets were only for 8 p.m., for which we had to run really fast in order to be able to catch the train, or they were for 2 a.m. And so after, a little bit of chatting, we went for the adventure. And so, since we're here, and so we booked the 2 a.m. tickets. So from there, we still had 6 hours on our day. And one thing we wanted to do since the beginning was going to a rooftop bar and enjoy the skyline. So we found one and we grabbed a drink there, and it was really nice. We finally had some time to rest after a long day of walking. And then, you know, we were trying to figure out what we're gonna do next. And all of a sudden, we decided to go to the movies since, you know, we had enough time. And we watched the Joker movie, which is just came out at the time. And it was really nice. When we got out of the theater, the whole city was starting to shut down, so we decided to head over a little early to the station. And we decided to get an Uber because we were definitely tired after a long, long day. But the only Uber available was this party Uber, which we had, like, it was unheard of for the three of us before. But it turns out it was just this minivan with loud music and disco lights. And although our heads were exploding, we were still, like, excited for those couple of miles. So it was really cool. And we got to the station and waited until 2 a.m. And then we found out that the train was late again. And it turns out it ended up arriving at 4:30 in the morning. So we were able to sleep a little bit on the benches. But yeah, it was really challenging. And then we hop on the train, and there were no connections from the train would stop in Greensboro. And there were no more connections to go to Burlington. So we were stranded in Greensboro at like 5:30, and we had no idea how to go back. Finally, after half an hour, we found an Uber, miraculously, which brought us back to campus. And it was like probably 6 a.m. in the morning. And so, yeah, it was 24 hours a day. The whole day, it was 24 hours awake, but it was one of the most memorable days of my life, for sure.